Good morning, and thank you for calling Daily Inspiration Line. We are in Acts chapter 9. We're looking at people in the Bible that had a personal encounter with Christ. We want to look at Saul, his conversion and his blinding, and the great things God did in his life. Chapter 9. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. Excuse me. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And he had seen a vision, a man named Ananias, coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered the Lord, and said, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call upon thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and was baptized. And when he had received meat, was strengthened, and saw certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus. Well, this is one of the most amazing conversion stories. Here's a man that's got authority to take the church out, take the Christians out, bind them, haul them back. They're trying to destroy this thing called Christianity. They're trying to get rid of this Jesus movement. And if you would go back a few pages, when Stephen was stoned, it says there they laid their clothes at a young man's feet named Saul. He was consenting unto the death of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. And now we have a few interesting things in the conversion of Saul, I think, that are going to have to be present in anybody's conversion that's going to have a divine encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, anyone that's a sinner, you don't have to be as aggressive against the Church of Jesus Christ as he was, but it just shows his religious life, and also he was a sinful man. He didn't have faith to believe in Jesus Christ. He was born of a woman and a man just like all of us, and he was a sinner. So he was a sinner man, thinking he was doing God's work. He was deceived. And as he's on his way, there this light from heaven comes. It didn't say it was a bright, like the cloud moving from the sun, and then it just got a little brighter. It just says it was a light from heaven. I believe it was a divine sight to see. It was amazing. It was something with wonder when you saw it. And when he saw it, he said he fell to the earth. And then he heard the voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And then he says, "Who art thou?" He asked a question to the voice. And then if you'll notice the next word, it's a very simple thing. He says, "Who art thou?" comma, and then it says, "Lord," and the question mark. He's like, "Who art thou?" And he's like, "Could this be you, God? Could this be you, Jesus?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus." Oh, I love that little phrase, "I am," too. God says, "I am, the I am. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." And then he told Saul, "It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You go ahead, but you're going to be destroyed." And he says, "This is a good place to be for a conversion when you meet the person of Jesus Christ." He was trembling and astonished. And he said, "What will you have me to do?" The first thing he acknowledged him is, "Lord, are you the Lord?" And then he says, "What would you have me to do? What must I do to be saved?" And he told him, he's blind now. You go into the city and it'll be told you. They had to lead him by the hand like a little boy. He sat there for 3 days, no food, no drink, wondering what was going to happen. He was praying. He was humble. He had seen the Lord Jesus. He had met this one who died on the cross for his sins. And then this other disciple came in there. God had spoke to him. He was scared. But he came and laid his hands on Saul. The scales fell off. And he was seen. He could see. They baptized him in water. Then he got filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, it's a glorious thought to meet Jesus Christ. He's joined to the church there. And then in verse 20, it says, straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. So now this news, late breaking news story, gets back to the chief religious leaders in Jerusalem, that now Saul is not bringing Christians back to Jerusalem bound, but he's now joined their sect and is preaching that Jesus Christ is God and the only way to God, and that he is the Savior, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And I tell you what, I hope you and I have met Jesus in some similarity, that we heard the call, we had a meeting with him, and we decided, "Yes, Lord," and then we said, "What would you have me to do?" And then from that, we grew to know the Lord Jesus and began to do. Paul had to do what he said, go to the city, wait. He's praying. His eyes were open, like the song says, "Amazing Grace." It says, "I was blind, but now I see." Well, that's the real evidence of meeting Jesus Christ. I was blind, but now I see. Well, God bless you. Have a great day, and know the Lord Jesus. Bye-bye.